Well, I do think it's extraordinary that there seems to be this cover-up underway from the FBI to the media. I mean, Christopher Wray, you're right, was sitting on this. You have this at the FBI headquarters for a year, November, December 19, and then there was just a month and a half later an impeachment trial for President Trump where they were accusing him of wrongdoing in Ukraine. You would think that, the FBI getting possession of this with all of these documents indicating business back and forth, that somebody needed to raise their hand, bring this to Congress, bring this to the impeachment trial so people would know. And you mentioned that Biden has not responded. We have the Wall Street Journal assistant editorial page editor, James Freeman, the co-author of The Cost, new book out next week. James Freeman writes this morning about the media coverage of the Hunter Biden story. In his new piece, Have the Bidens Denied the Story Yet? He writes this, some media outlets have chosen to focus their reporting on whether some journalists were afraid to touch the Biden email story before the Post published it, unless and until former Vice President Joe Biden or a member of his family wants to argue that the emails are fakes. Isn't there a responsibility for all journalists to acknowledge the Post reporting and demand answers? Steve, this was at the same time that a sitting vice president was negotiating policy with the Chinese communist government, with officials in Ukraine, and his son is taking payouts. The media doesn't want to touch it. It's absolutely extraordinary to me that the FBI and the media could undergo, could be undergoing this pretty much cover up.